thanks to the boys at Hokala for what you're doing for the Lakota people. Them staff here, when you start talking about staff and the United States flag, there's two of them today in this country here. These staff, that's where we belong, Lakota people. And a flag, it's the other tribe, Indian tribe, that's where they belong. You know, when you start thinking about life, a way of life, Lakota people, your rights, like I said before yesterday, you're next. Where's all the elders here? I'm the only one here now. I try to help. I've been to Washington many times, and I put some big meetings in my life. Now, I listen to a lot of people. They understand what truth is, and they talk about our future, Takoja, our grandchildren, how they're going to do it in time. Damn the thing they talk about. This morning was good. We have some young people that talk about their rights in our reservation. You know, in this United States, we got all kinds of tribe here, especially Arizona. There's several tribes in one nation there. Like today, what you're talking about, a treaty law and United States Constitution law. I've been there a lot of time. And our Indian Bureau and our Congress and our governors. When you're talking about way of life, Lakota problems, like today we talk about problems. Now, today, what I see now, see the rest of the reservation in the state they have, most of them are on the state. So the grassroots people are having a hard time on their treaty rights. But you take Oglala Sioux tribe, we still have our rights. We still have our treaty. We are 8 reservation. And through Washington, in our treaty, you know, Lakota people have to be all agree. We say Article 12. You have to be all agree before Congress pass anything. And we say no. They can't do nothing because in the treaty again, 1868 on the bottom, it's 71. 1871. Congress can no change our treaty or add treaty in our laws in there. That's where we're at today. So that's why we put this meeting here. We try to protect the other reservation. That's why we try to get some resolution passed here. If anybody bring a resolution, we have to talk it over and what law we're going to use in the Congress, because Congress and our Indian Bureau and the Indian commissioners are. They don't fool around. They're after the Lakota people.
I don't think you can take that.
And the Washita people say, white people say,
I just plugged that.
I wake my head off. And Lakota Indian people play with my money. They don't pay no tax or anything like that. And when I pay tax, they play with it. They're human too. Why don't they pay like we do? But we have treaty, remember that. Like you say, we are created here before anybody was here. And we have that right. Through that, when I go to Washington, I have a lot of problem with the Congress and our Indian Bureau. And today, how are we going to use, I asked them, our friends here, the attorneys, try to help Lakota people. The problem, how are we going to do it? In the Congress and Indian Bureau, you got to say what kind of bill we're going to use. Resolution or bill? What you're going to use on a heading? But through this year, Oglala Sioux Tribe, Black Hills Sioux Nation Council, we still have our treaty rights. We're not on our state. We still have elder people out there. We're together. And I'm ahead of that. And I sit here thinking about some young people talk. But you have to know what you're talking about. Which law? How are we going to do it? What do you want to do today? You have to bring it up. There's nothing. It's still nothing. We got to bring something up. But I'm just thinking here today. I told my friends here, two of them, I told them to make me a resolution. We're going to pass it today. Because in our tribe, we have tribal council. 1934. You know, we divided up treaty tribe and Indian tribe. We divided up. And today, a lot of young people was born in the big city. They come back and try to run our treaty or our Indian Bureau. You have to see who they are. Then again, look at their family trees. There's a lot of things that you could do because in time, you've got a lot of little ones. What are you going to do? Next time, who's going to talk for them? Like one lady here, he said, who's going to talk for them? He's for, he's Takoza. Who's going to do what I'm doing here? I've been all over the United States, all Indian tribe, even Hawaii, even Switzerland, even that. I went all over Canada. Canada had no treaty. I went over there. They want to make a treaty because nation, they keep him there for all these years. But right now, they're fighting Indian tribe and treaty tribe. They can't make that treaty because the Indian tribe, they want to get hold of that, their treaty right too. They want to be in there, so they have a problem. But ours, treaty is a pretty strong treaty. Even the United States is scared of it. So now we want to the United Nations like the young man was talking. And this morning there's another young man talking about way of life, Lakota rights. So today, you're going to talk. Bring behind what you're talking of, which law? The state law, or Indian Bureau, or which law we're going to use? How are we going to do it? Then the thing, I went to Washington many times. And they don't fool around. They're going to ask you all kinds of questions. If you don't know, they're going to get you. So then the thing, when you pass a resolution or make a resolution, make it good. Get that headache real good. Think about your rights and your treaty, but other states. I know you make a resolution, give it to the tribe, then pass it, give it to the governor, then he throws it in the trash can. That's the way it's working out today. But Lakota people, Oglala Sioux tribe, we still have it. We still have our treaty because 71. They can't change our treaty or add any laws. And on Article 12, they have to be all agree. So we pass something here, we got to use Article 12 because on behalf of Lakota people and you people have to be involved in that. So we could go in the Congress or we could go in Washington, fight our rights. So when you talk, don't just talk about what happened. Talk about how we're going to do it. What's your problem? What can we do? That's the thing that I'm waiting. There's nothing still. It's still just A lot of talk. We know that. I went through that. I hear that every year. In a big meeting like this, I hear that. But we got to have a little action. How are we going to do it? See, that's the thing. And you're next. You got good education, like I said before. You have good education. Start reading your treaty and your rights, because you're going to have the Tacoza that coming up the future in time. If you don't do it, Indian tribe's going to sell it. Let's say the treaty tribe sell it. No, we try to keep our land, what right we have. But there's the one. They're going to sell us out. They're going to get rid of all your land. See how many land you got in your reservation. See, that's why we should audit our land, treaty land, our water rights, whatever is in there. So remember that. Then the problem, real problem, we have to hang on to our land for the Tacoza, the young people are coming. We don't. Indian tribe's going to get rid of it. You ever go in and see the tribal council, who they are, they don't understand one word of Lakota. They're sitting there. When you talk Lakota people, they get up and start answering that phone. They work on the phone. They want to hear you. See, that's the way our tribal council is working. So that's why today you here. Bring out the problem. How are we going to do it? Why are we going to hear? What are we going to do? That's the thing. There's nothing coming up. Just one resolution today. That's the only one we got. So remember, when you talk about your right, which law did you talking about? The state law or tribal law or who? See, I heard that talk all the time. Complaining. Sure, we like to complain, but we got to have action. We got to do something. That's the thing. Ha-ho, I thank you. So remember that. Ha-ho.